The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 20th, 2023. And if it's the second hour and it's Monday night, it must mean we have that guy that's out there in the sticks. I like to, when I think about bringing Ron McDonald on, I think of that movie clip from Groundhog Day where Bill Murray's talking about, we're going over here, this place that has big trees and overpriced real estate, and that would be California. Ron McDonald, are you there?
Yes, I am, Steve. How are you doing today?
I love that part. I love that part of the movie. Over here, we have some overpriced real estate and some big trees. that's you.
It is overpriced.
Well, it is. It is at that.
I should tell you, you know, I built my first house in San Francisco back in 1978, and I thought I was going to sell for $30,000. It went for $250,000.
So wow.
That's how inflation hits.
Yeah. You know? My grandmother lived in inside the city limits there. Beautiful home. Beautiful home. Wow. And yeah, all that property now is millions and millions of dollars. Millions.
Yeah.
Amazing. How am I doing? I'm doing all
right.
Yeah. I'm improving.
Health?
I'd say I'm improving. I was telling Ron a little funny story here, intermission time here, that I've been juicing. I like juicing. Ron, have you ever done any juicing?
Yes. Yes, we have. My wife and I have.
I've got a nice Black & Decker. It's funny. I have a Black & Decker juicer. And you think of Black & Decker and they got drills and saws and everything else, but they actually make a juicer. I have a Black & Decker juicer, and I've been buying these huge bags of carrots, you know, these big, giant, monstrous, bargain deal bags of carrots, 10 pounds, 12 pounds. I think they even go up to 20 pounds. They're huge. And I've been juicing these things, and I love them. And it takes about 8 good-sized carrots to juice to get one nice, good glass full. It's a glass full, a cup full of carrot juice. And at the same time, I'm drinking a couple glasses of that a day. I'm trying to be healthy. I'm also taking Advil, an anti-inflammatory, as a protocol 3 times a day. And my wife looked at me yesterday, and we were outside. I'm sitting outside getting a little sun, and she looks at me and she says, "Oh my God." I said, "What?" She goes, "You look like you're kind of orange. You're kind of yellowish orange." And I said, "I am." I looked at my skin. I said, "By damn, I am orange." And it's all the beta carotene. It's all that vitamin A from the carrots that I've been taking in. And as soon as I stopped juicing for a day, my skin color went back to normal. So it was not my liver's getting hammered by the Advil. It's simply I'm overdosing on carrot juice. So a little humor there.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. And I tell you why. It's just that the human body is so magnificent. It absorbs everything.
I actually dated a girl once in college, Ron, and she was on this carrot diet, wanting to lose a lot of weight. And she was, I don't know how many carrots you got to eat to turn like a pumpkin orange, but she actually, I came to pick her up one time and she was pumpkin orange. And I thought, my God, your liver's gone. You're jaundiced. And she said, Yeah, I am a little on the orange side. I've been eating a lot of carrots lately. I said, you've been eating a lot of carrots, not just a few. You've been eating a lot. To get orange, pumpkin orange, you have to eat a lot of carrots. So she backed off and her skin color came back. So,
well, you know, true story, my daughter, when she had her baby, for 6 months, the baby enjoyed the carrots and he started turning orange. Yeah. And she went frantic and it was her, you know, my wife and I told her about, you know, you're just feeding too many carrots to the kid.
Yeah. Well, they didn't quickly take the baby and put him under UV lights, you know, as they do in the ICU, because the bilirubin is why you become jaundice for the baby. But, and that cures it up pretty fast. But, well, we got a caller here, Ron. Let's go to the calls and let's take this one here from JR in Georgia. Welcome, JR.
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
What's on your mind, JR?
Your previous statements in your opening monologue in regards to Donald Trump,
yeah,
I believe were spot on. I was a Trump voter, but not a supporter.
Yeah,
I've never bought a MAGA hat.
Yeah, me neither.
And I do not particularly care for the individual. Mm-hmm. He did some good things. Introduce some good policies.
I agree. He did. I agree.
But he is the individual who laid forth the path of warp speed.
Yeah, you sure did.
He's the individual who allowed that to occur.
Yeah.
Therefore, I cannot support him. My next point is, I agree with you in regards to not the corporate media, but what we identify as the alternate media, such as Steve Bannon, attacking Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I found that very troubling.
Yeah, I did too.
It pissed me off, to be honest with you.
Well, it was certainly a new low for Donald Trump, and I don't think I'd ever have gone that far to say, wow, that's what Democrats have done in the past. And I don't even think a Democrat's ever come out and said that as a political rival or his opponent was a pedophile. I don't think they've ever gone that direction. I was very surprised he went to that length to bring down the poll numbers for Ron DeSantis and hopefully boost his own poll numbers. I thought that was amazing that he went to that great length to do that, a very despicable thing to do.
Well, that exemplifies who Donald Trump is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's not a saint. He's not an angel.
No, no.
None of us who believe in Jesus Christ, I say none of us. I may be wrongly misspoken, but I don't look at any man that's full of sin as being an angel or a saint.
No.
I look for individuals who understand the principles and the rights that were given to us by our Creator. Mm-hmm. Whatever name you wish to use for Creator is your opinion, not mine.
Yeah.
But the Creator gave us our individual rights in this country.
Yeah. You know, JR, I fail to have ever identified anybody of great wealth that was driven by Christianity and goodness and wanting to help his fellow man and not come ahead financially. I look at people with this great wealth like Bill Gates and Soros and even Elon Musk and many others. The great wealth and your televangelists, the great wealth they've assumed over the time of their careers and where they've played the people to say, I'm a humanitarian. I'm here to help the people. Whereas really what they're doing is just profiting off of ignorance and mankind and vulnerability, especially these televangelists. I mean, I'm blown away by watching this, what's his name, Joel Osteen on TV here. Nice suit, $6 million home, nice cars. The guy here is preaching Christianity and about God and he's certainly living a damn good life, isn't he?
Yes, sir, he is. And this is one thing that disturbs me about, if you want to call it the Christian movement or not, I don't care how you characterize it. Mm-hmm. But individuals such as Bill Gates, he's consistently perpetuating these shots, not in the United States, but guess where? Africa, India, Pakistan, Vietnam, all throughout those Far East countries. Why isn't this individual trying to find a way to provide water in the continent of Africa so they could possibly become
self-sufficient? Right. You know, if you haven't figured it out yet, Africa, the continent of Africa, certain part of Africa, is the pilot study for all these evil experiments. It's the petri dish for experimentation by Bill Gates and company. We'll try it there to see if it works. And if it works really well, we'll simply take that technology and we'll use it here and here and here. And starting with depopulation for sterilization of the African women. Now, he can't go back there. They know exactly what he did now. He's guilty of that. Actually, he's guilty of a crime. That's an international crime, some kind of crime against humanity. And again, of course, since those courts are owned by the United States, nothing is ever going to happen to Bill Gates. He'll walk free, and he'll continue using another country for his guinea pig experimentation for depopulation.
Well, the thing is, you've actually had the countries of India, at least the country of India, have now said no to no more vaccinations.
Yeah, they're learning.
The Bill Gates project.
Yeah.
And I'll cut it short so other people can talk. But I would like your opinion and view in regards to the absolute lack of individuals in this country signing up for the military in regards to what China may or may not do in the next, next 6 months, 12 months, in regard to Taiwan, because our military right now is in an absolute shambles.
Yeah, it is.
The new recruitments that they're having.
It's terrible.
I'll leave you with that, Stephen. Let me leave this with you, too, as well.
Okay.
I appreciate your voice being on this radio, because you're the one of the persons I come to all the time for information. And I would like also to say I'm saddened by the fact that Mr. Bennett is no longer consistently on this station. Because you two individuals have, you have, believe it or not, it's going to seem extreme, Mr. Harvey's attention.
Love that. Paul Harvey. Great stuff.
Yes, sir. I grew up
JR, thank you for your call. Always a good call. Thank you very much. To answer your question, as far as a recruitment being so far down low, again, I've mentioned in the Epoch Times, an article between the ages of 17 and 24, these males between 17 and 24, 77% are unfit to serve in the military. Mainly, the number one reason was obesity. Number two was, what was it? Number two was being unhealthy, overall unhealthy. And number three was because of criminal activity at records that would keep them from coming in the military. They are either going to have to pretty much lower the standards to accept criminals to come in the military. And they've done that before. That's not a first time. That's not a big deal. We'll let that one slide. We'll let that slide. Have you killed anybody? Okay, well, that's murder. I'm sorry. We can't let you in the military. But, I mean, if you think about it, it's just the oxymoron, because you do want killers in the military. So, but they'll look to decriminalize certain things of your record and allow you into the military. So, but they're in a trouble. All branches are really in a bind here to find enough potential candidates to come in the military from those who are leaving. They're at a deficit right now, which brings me to this article I found here. The U.S. Air Force is in a scramble to find eligible candidates. They actually are putting out an offer up to, again, at this, up to $183,500 for multiple diversity, equity, and inclusion managers. Wow. Now, that's one hell of a title. How do you fit that on a name badge, you know? What's that say on your name badge, Steve Elkins? Diversity, equity, and inclusion manager.
Just think of the size of that ribbon, Steve. That's got to be put on your chest for that.
I guess that's going to be long.
Oh, my gosh. Well, God bless, man. Thank you for the time with you.
You got it. So, they're trying to find ways to pay some high paying positions here. This diversity, equity, inclusion managers. Basically, what they're looking for is ways to lower the bar, lower the standards to get more people in. That's their job. How can I get more people in the military? Well, let me look at the records here. I remember when I was in the military, they asked me all these questions. You know, have you ever been in trouble with the law, this and this? Are you homosexual? No, I'm not. All these questions. And they actually told us, one of the sergeants told us before we went into the personal interview, when they would ask this list of questions to see if you're going to be eligible for serving your country or not, the sergeant said, hey, don't be so damn honest, okay? Don't be so honest. If you really want to get in the military, don't be so honest. This one guy went in there. I was in the military AFI station. He comes out, and they're scratching their head trying to figure out how can we get this guy in the military. He's confessed to everything. He's confessed about every drug they've ever made. He's confessed to this and this, and he wants to get in the military, which is funny because the Navy passed on him, the Marines passed on him, the Coast Guard passed on him, the Air Force passed on him, and guess who did not pass on him, who took him in their ranks? The Army. The Army took this guy.
Wow.
No other branches took this guy. The Army said, well, we'll take a low standard guy. We'll take him. He got in the military.
Concerning being out of shape, I mean, a boot camp puts you in shape.
It can. And I'm glad you mentioned that because a 19-year-old recruit was on a 2-mile run.
Oh, yes.
Exercise health run, part of the fitness program for the military, and collapsed and died. He was 19 years old. Now, you expect most 19-year-olds to be pretty dang healthy. And to run 2 miles for a 19-year-old should be nothing at all. And he made the 2 miles, and then he collapsed and he died. So my guess is we're looking at vaccine injury here.
Yeah. See, that's the unfortunate thing. They don't go further and tell you what the cause of the death was.
They don't want to.
Yeah.
They're trying to put a lid on this whole thing. And I saw a clip today. Maybe I'll play it next week from Edward Dowd talking about the research of when the vaccines were first rolled out and then pre-vaccine, the death rates. And after they rolled out the vaccine itself and the boosters, you started to see a rise in the number of deaths. And he said, the only thing I can attribute to is, what did you add? What did you add in? Well, you added shots, COVID shots and boosters. If it's not that, and suddenly young people are just dropping dead, well, then we better investigate. If it's not the shots, we better investigate what is killing young people. But there's a huge cover-up between the pharmaceuticals and the government and all these umbrella agencies to put a lid on this thing. Because they don't want to talk about it because they know where it leads to. It leads to the COVID shot being a bioweapon, poison that's killing young people. After this commercial break, we'll come back to the phones here and take your calls. Stay tuned. Stay with us. This is the National Intel.
Yeah.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Biden's budget proposal is out. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Liberty Lighthouse Wellness, my brand new Made in America supplement line. Find them in the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com. President Biden's budget suggests increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, ensuring that, quote, large corporations pay their fair share, end quote. The administration estimates this would generate $1.326 trillion in revenue. Sure, increasing corporate tax might raise federal revenue. It also might cause corporations to fire employees to make up the difference. A 7% increase in corporate tax may also cause the cost of everything that you buy to go up by 7%. After all, an inconvenient truth is that only consumers pay taxes. Biden is also attempting to roll back part of the Trump tax cuts. And remember that promise? No tax increases for anyone earning less than $400,000. Well, we all knew it was a lie, but rolling back a cut is the same thing as an increase. Hopefully, the House of Representatives won't take the $6.8 trillion budget proposal seriously. Ah, crap. That means all of our hope lies in Kevin McCarthy's hands. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this past Shem. Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan, Lenny. But he just doesn't get any better than that. Great stuff there. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve. How many vials of vaccines have been distributed worldwide?
Oh, God, that's a good question. I could tell you that at one time, but I don't know, but correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they say out of 8 billion people, 6 billion people were already vaccinated? Right around 6 billion out of 8 billion people have been vaccinated. Is that about right?
So how many gallons of slaughterhouse waste and blood does it require to culture and compound and fill these little containers with a special design?
No idea.
So you think Donald Trump had time to create anything? He just simply was stating what he was told to state.
Yeah, he didn't question much. That's the bad part about it. I hold people accountable. I hold intelligent people accountable. And if you don't know something, Ron, you would agree with me. If you don't know something, then research it yourself.
Right.
Or find the best people who have knowledge base of that subject matter and then make a determination. I don't know everything. And if I don't know something, I research it out or I find people who are knowledgeable. But I also look for a continuum. I look for a pattern of credibility with people. You just can't go with one guy and the guy says, yeah, you got to do this, 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 which was Anthony Fauci. Which brings me to this clip I watched today. It was about a 55-minute clip today with Tucker Carlson on his other program there outside of Fox, where he was interviewing Edward Dowd. Edward Dowd is a researcher, and he was talking about, you know, the number of deaths, the rising number of deaths between ages of 24 and 44, and that what actually he found, the records he started finding, and at what year they started to increase. He started going to the funeral home records, the mortuaries. He started looking at the insurance company data and the results on death after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. And like I said in his finalizing of that interview, if you can't attribute it to the COVID shot, 19 shot or the booster itself, and people are suddenly dying very young, you better figure out what's causing that and do an investigation. And to him, it was quite an easy puzzle to put together that we've added shots and boosters, and now we have more death.
Well, when you start to realize what it takes to produce even just a vial, and we're not talking about one vial, we're talking about hundreds of millions of vials.
Yeah, right.
Hundreds of millions. What kind of production is required?
Oh, I know. It's massive. It's massive. And it started years and years before the actual virus was released from the so, yeah, you had to be on top of it to make sure you could make that kind of volume of vaccine. But what's interesting is that Edward Dowd said, I never took the shot. He has an ex-wife and I think a couple of the children took a shot. But then he wrote the book talking about sudden adult death syndrome. And all the correlation leading to the COVID shots and boosters. They asked him right off the bat, Tucker asked him, why did you not take the COVID shot? He says, well, here, it's quite simple. This is how an educated man thinks. First of all, it's experimental. It's novel research, experimental novel research. It's not been tried on humans. The animals that were trialed and studied died. They did not fare well. And anything warp speed leads to shortcuts and cutting corners. And that's pretty much, he's right there too. When you know warp speed, you're cutting corners, you're taking shortcuts. That can't be good for healthcare. And also leading that it's rushed would lead to errors. He said, typically a vaccine will be 7 to 10 years normal to produce a vaccine using safety and trials, about 7 to 10 years in warp speed time. I think he mentioned 28 days, warp speed time, 28 days. I have never seen anything that somebody has gone warp speed on that's turned out well. You?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Something rushed never turns out well. Right. You know, if you're cooking a dish, there's a certain amount of time it's got to be in the oven or it's got to be in the fryer, and you can't rush it. And or you ruin the meal itself. He said basically what he thought about doing. He said, here's what I'm going to do. It's brand new. It's brand new out there. Nobody seems to know much about it. A lot of propaganda here and there. I'm going to wait and watch and see what happens. I'm going to wait and watch and see what happens, how this turns out. Smart advice. Very smart advice.
Well, the fact is, Donald Trump did not have any control. He simply was trusting in his, quote, delegated authorities.
Well, he trusted a lot of people in his cabinet there that really turned on.
He had no choice.
Yeah, well, I would have cleaned house, Tom. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. What goes up must come
down. The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Always reminds me of Caddyshack. How about you, Ron?
Yeah, it does.
Little gopher jumping up on the golf course there. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. Good afternoon, good evening. The lady from North Carolina mentioned Paul Harvey, and I had to call in because this for me is an important part of my life. When I was
he was a gem. He was a gem. Yeah. The guy was awesome. Yeah. I loved him.
Right. When I was a child in the 1950s and early 60s, I would listen to him on the radio when I was traveling. Even in Canada, you could pick up his commentary. And then in 1971 up here, we had what was called the Canadian Radio and Television Commission. And that was the great child of the great, oh, I won't say great, but Pierre Elliott Trudeau, the communist, who sought to limit American content to Canadian people under the guise of, well, he was protecting us from evil, something like that. And so I didn't hear Paul Harvey as much. And we didn't hear some of the news reporting that we always got from the United States. And before 1971, of course, it was uncensored. Everything America talked about in their news, in your news, we got it up here where we could get it.
Yeah.
So I want to.
Yeah, I think he's kind of, you know, in his own league here, because I can't remember anybody else other than Paul Harvey actually using satire and bringing you honesty and opening your eyes to stupidity, especially when it came down to government. I don't know anybody else who ever did that before him. I don't.
But I'm just trying to outline how governments get involved in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have a First Amendment up here, but nevertheless, the First Amendment is under attack, and I think we have to think carefully about who's controlling us and their motivations.
Let me ask you something, James, because Trudeau is a communist, and I don't know if he really is related or bloodline to Fidel Castro. There's rumor that he is. That could be possibly true.
I'm talking about his father now. I'm talking about Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who did the CRTC. That was
okay, yeah,
father.
I know that, but I'm talking about Justin Trudeau right now. Let me ask you a question. Here's my question to you. If you've been following my broadcasts either on Sunday or Monday, I told a story yesterday about flying my flag upside down. It's inverted. I have two flags on my property. I had a little visit from the law enforcement the other day, and it all went really well. I wasn't challenged. They recognized my First Amendment rights to fly my flag that way. There was no problem, no conflict. I didn't go to jail, nothing like that. If you were to fly a Canadian flag upside down to represent a nation in distress that you're unhappy with Justin Trudeau and his government, what would happen to you for doing that?
Well, I think if I flew the flag and somehow it embarrassed the government, then there'd be the cops on my lawn there, and probably I'd be taken down for questioning if it embarrassed the government, you see.
Yeah.
And that would mean, you see, that I would be... if people understood it that way, you see, but a lot of people might say, well, the guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how to hang a flag, you see.
No, I think it's pretty standard in every country. When you fly a flag inverted upside down, it means to stress.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, certain every country says that.
Well, if you're a diver, you usually when you go diving, you set up a flag, and if there's the flag is inverted on your diving flag, then that is an alert.
Right.
There are these alerts. If you're taxiing your airplane with your flap at 20 degrees while you're taxiing to the runway, that might tell the tower that something's going on. That's amiss. I understand. When I went to a protest one time to the South Dakota Black Hills, and they had a flag, the 13 colonies flag, and they had it upside down. I knew what it meant, that they were angry with the United States government. So, but just
for
one more point, this vaccine thing, I think this is crafted in the minds of Dr. Strangelove of the world in concert with the United Nations. And if you remember the movies In Like Flint, you know, Derek Flint, the famous actor Coburn,
James Coburn.
They had these weather. In fact, I looked at one of them the other day, and sure enough, there was weather problems, and all the government representatives were wanting Derek Flint to come in and save the world. You see, so this idea, this paradigm's been around for a long time, and it's simply to get people, pressure them and to, get them to do what these guys want. And they've got some ridiculous ideas cooked up. The Dr. Strangelove thing is, yes.
Yeah.
Say, James?
That's, yeah.
James? Yeah, you have a Bill of Rights in Canada, don't you? Like life, liberty, the right to defend?
Yeah, but I can't say things about certain groups of people. I'll get into serious trouble. I can't.
So freedom of speech is not a right.
No, I would say not. But we like to think, you know, I'm sure all Canadians believe everything's okay, but there's these subtleties, okay? And also defending oneself with a firearm, that's a no-no. Because the police think they can be everywhere at all the same time, and so we're supposed to just, you know, get on our phone while we're getting shot at and, you know, what have you, and they pick up the pieces when they arrive, sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a different world.
Maybe you should move to America before it collapses.
Well, John Stadmiller and I used to talk about that. And if there wasn't this COVID business and them wanting to force a sponge up my nose or whatever they do and insist I get a shot, I probably would have done that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Just... wasn't convenient. It wasn't, the freedom was gone by the time I started calling RBN.
Right, right.
So anyway, all right.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks, James. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Bye now. Bye.
Phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Let's go through some headlines, some interesting headlines I found today.
I just want to ask you a question on that.
Sure.
You know, doctors will allege there's a correlation between the vaccine and side effects, but even alleging it, they're not going to follow it through. However, if you go into law and you allege a white eyewitness saw someone fleeing from a scene or the fingerprints of a person was there, that this is all circumstantial evidence that can be used against indicting the individual.
Right.
Why is there such a vast space in between correlations and circumstantial evidence?
Good question. Well, I'm going to say it's because of the control and the power that the pharmaceuticals have over the industry itself, the medical industrial complex itself. Physicians, Ron, I've only met a few that have been willing to go on record, very few. Most of them were afraid of losing their economics. They have, you know, large school loan bills to pay back. They have houses, they have cars, they have kids in college. They were unwilling to question when they should have been questioning off the bat because, man, I saw the fraud from day one, and I pointed that out to John Stadmiller. But their economics, they have more to lose, I guess, than I would. And they were unwilling to do that. And there wasn't a unification. There wasn't a coalition of physicians getting together and saying, hey, do you all agree this is nonsense? This is crazy. This is not science. I don't know what happened, but if physicians have a board and physicians tell me that they're united and they're all, you know, collaborative and they're talking and sharing ideas, I didn't see that at all in COVID. I did not see that. I saw fear. I saw people trying to protect their financial interest, and they were going along with something I think they knew potentially would cause harm. And so I would hold them 100% accountable, and I do believe in that Hippocratic oath of do no harm. I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in many, many people in my industry. I'm very disappointed. I'm very commendable to those who actually fought back and said, this is not right. No, I have a conscience. No, this is wrong. This is, you can't force this. If you want to give a choice, fine. Okay. I'll go along with the choice, but you can't force people to take something that's experimental. I don't know why that was missed by so many physicians, Ron. The E word, experimental. I don't know why that was missed by so many physicians to agree with taking an experimental warp speed drug that was not trialed on humans and where the animals all died anyway. You know, if you understand the trialing of medicines and vaccines, all medications and vaccines are trialed on animals, certain animals that represent the best on human systems. If they do well in the animal studies, They are then given the green light to go ahead and do the human studies. But if they fail in the animal studies, they fail. You cannot move on to the human trial studies. They violated their own policy, Ron. They violated their own safety protocols, their own policies. They violated their own policies.
See, I see government as placing a gag order on doctors purely by controlling their medical license.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's what we're up against. And when you have government controlling every aspect of society, whatever is communicated has to be under the restraints of whatever is dictated to the field.
Well, you'd have to say that's a huge overreach for government. Yeah. On a state level, to reach down and tell me in my state that if a doctor or a nurse comes out and speaks true science on the harmful effects of a COVID shot or a booster, that you'll lose your license, that's a huge overreach. Huge overreach.
Yeah, that's like taking the entire assets of that doctor away from him, because he may no longer be able to afford his place of residence or his vehicles, or he may have to get a job as a street sweeper at that point.
Might be.
Yeah.
Well, let me mention a couple of headlines here, and we can chime in on these here. Here's one, since we're on the medical aisle right now. CDC issues measles alert after confirmed case of Kentucky's Asbury revival. Now, you get a measles case here and there, which we don't see too often anymore, but you get one measles case, and then suddenly the CDC jumps in that there's a measles alert now. They're looking at maybe a rise in number of measles cases. Basically, what's happening here, and the writing is on the wall in this one here. It's pretty simple to figure out. The push by the CDC is going to be using fear propaganda of illness and death, planting that seed that all your childhood immunizations in the past are no longer valid. They're no longer good. They're weak. You must revaccinate your child for all their childhood shots. I see that push coming right there to revaccinate your child on everything because, well, that's old, outdated stuff. We have new technology now. And, of course, they're going to slide in that messenger RNA on everything else now that's a childhood shot to get this poison in your body. You're going to see, if unsuccessful, and I think it will be if they actually push this, you are going to see autism soar, and you're going to see childhood death soar if they actually get their way and start to revaccinate the children all over again.
See, I grew up at a time that if a kid on the block had measles, we were to play with that kid.
Measles party.
Yeah.
Basically. A chicken pox party. I remember those days. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Get it over with while they're young and their bodies are still strong. Their immune systems aren't too bad. Yeah. You expose them and they get natural acquired immunity in the future. Yeah. I went to the measles party and the chicken pox party. Yeah.
Those days are long gone.
Oh, long gone. Well, the CDC is now saying that they're worried about the under-vaccinated. I don't know who that could possibly be in that category, saying there's an under-vaccinated population. But they are going to push these shots again. They are going to push the MMR shots again. And we know by the whistleblower from the CDC many, many, many years ago, unvaxxed, that the MMR shot, the measles, mumps, and rubella shot, is strongly recognized as the culprit to the rising number of autism cases. The MMR shot boosted altogether, putting three in one vial, is overtaxing the immature immune system.
Right.
Whereby the body reacts, and you're seeing autism from the three shots in one MMR.
You know, I'm waiting for the government to come out with forced vaccines for public school attendees.
They're going to do it.
You think so?
Yeah, they're leaning that way. And then they're going to try to find some way to somehow, I don't know how they'll do this one. Maybe you can think of that, looking in their evil minds of how they might do this, but they're going to have to go after the homeschooler too. Because the homeschoolers say, well, that's fine. I'm not going to go to public school. I'm not going to take all these shots unnecessary. Plus, we don't know the outcomes. And therefore, I will just do homeschool on computers. And they're going to find some way to say that you can't actually probably go online to a homeschool program, forbid you for getting onto some kind of programming unless you show some proof that you've taken shots. They're going to find some way to twist your arm to comply, whether you're a public school student or you're going homeschooled. They're going to find some way to twist your arm on this one.
Well, most laws created within every state deal with two issues. That's public health and public safety.
Yeah.
So they can cross that home study with that.
It appears they'll try. Well, we're coming in the final stretch here. Stay with us. A couple, 10 more minutes of the show. And we're still taking your calls. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What you'd expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully.
always wanted. All right, let's go back to the phones and get our last caller. And just in the nick of time, we go out to Texas. Pat in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. I wanted to tell you that John Moore was feeling the same way you did about Donald Trump and the warp speed.
Yeah.
And I guess you can go to his website, which is thelibertyman.com. You probably got it on there. But he found out that they planned on keeping us shut down for 10 years. So he wanted to get the thing over with, so he called it warp speed.
Well, like I said, anything called warp speed or anything rushed never turns out well. My father told me that. You take your time and you do it correctly. You take your time. And yeah. I think one good example I can bring to mind, my father would say, is you don't rush to work. You take your time. You make sure you leave the house on time. You give yourself plenty of time for other things to happen along the way. Make sure you get to work on time. You clock in on time. And it's those people, that warp speed people, those people that I'm really behind, I've got to go faster and faster and get to work and speed and maybe cause an accident or kill themselves. That's what I'm talking about.
People I do, I can't say it's too many, because most people I know didn't take it. But they said, I don't like Trump. If he says to take it up or something, if he says, they said, I'm going to take it first time I get a chance.
Yeah. Well, that's what's funny about the situation here. Donald Trump was saying, warp speed, you have this because of me. And the Democrats, the liberals, the woke that hate him so much said, I don't want anything to do with it because Donald Trump's name's on it. As soon as Donald Trump's out of the office and Biden comes in and gives the same slogan here, to take the shot here, take it now because it's going to help you. Everybody, the liberals all said, sure, I'll take it now because it's from Biden, not from Donald Trump. It's quite insane, the reversal on that one.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you that, thelibertyman.com.
Okay.
See what he's named.
Appreciate
John
it.
Moore. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes, Steve?
Yes, sir.
I was taught that you act in haste, regret in your leisure. That was the same thing as going warp speed.
Yeah. 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 I've never done anything in warp speed. I'm a planner. I'm a critical thinker. I want to do something. You as a builder, now you understand, as a builder, you take your time. Architecture wise, you build, at least you do it on paper. You figure out everything mathematically, physics, everything. You do your homework. You just don't go out there and say, well, I'm going to build a house. You make plans to build the house. Well, there's our music. That completes our show tonight. Thank you for your calls, your observations, your perspective, your opinions. I appreciate them all. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night. Send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today. Because